Too many things have happened lately which got me away from the podcast, but now I'm going to be consistent, that's for sure. Thinking about it made me realize that I let those things bother me and creep me and forget how strong I am, due to which my panic attacks started again with all the other health problems accompanying it, making me vulnerable in front of others, which obviously made people shocked and scared at the same time to see me in that state. It's a very annoying state to be in, as I'm not in a state to talk and need to calm down and relax. But the front person's panic and ignorance with the urge to take me to the doctor or hospital just makes me want to hit them hard on the head and tell them to shut the fuck up, as the continuous chattering is just making it worse. It takes me back to where and how it all started. From not knowing and having any knowledge about it to discovering it in bits and pieces. Had started treatment for migraine, asthma, BP, thyroid, diabetes, vitamin deficiency, and many other things. I was like a basket of illness, due to which my weight kept increasing, and to top it all, I developed stress eating habits. In fact, a random eating habit, where I ate when I was happy, where I ate when I was sad, and also ate because I felt like, be it at 2 a.m. in the night. Later discovered I had stress, due to which the constant and horrible heart-stopping headaches, topped by the panic attacks. That kind of explained a lot of things. But still, I was very ignorant to the concept of SAD, stress, anxiety, depression, and honesty. I was yet to discover and understand them all. At this point where I myself am trying to learn and understand about it, there were my near and dear ones asking about it, and typically, like everyone else, no one accepts it. You will hear things like, nah, the doctor misunderstood it, it's not that, we consult some other doctor, stop the medicines, you're probably just thinking too much, or you're overthinking, stop thinking and everything will be fine. It happens after every single interval, you should probably get used to it. You don't need to react at it every single time. You keep things in your heart, speak it out, talk face to face, don't message and say, it wasn't that way, you took it wrong, it's nothing like that, you don't need to create a drama and cry every single time. You're too emotional, you're overreacting, it wasn't a big deal. Become strong, you're not a kid anymore. These are just a few of the many things I listened. I was taking medicines 3 times a day, which turned out to every hourly, to even being more frequent than that. I used to even carry an asthma pump with me, you know, for just in case. I was like a walking pharmacy, literally. You tell me you got headache, I got you covered. Stomach ache, I got you covered. Weakness, huh, you kidding me, take. To a point, I was so tired and frustrated that I just stopped them all and was like, what more worst can happen? We'll deal with it, but I'm not going to take any more medicines. Because there is a limit, right? It was just maddening, and my best remedy then was ignore or forget things, not knowing that these are ghosts, which just go away for the moment and hide in the dark, waiting for the right opportunity to pop out. Like literally, when things are all good and nice, I'm happy and stuff, but suddenly out of nowhere, I get a panic attack. And I'm like, why? What for? That also now? And then you remember, they didn't go away. They were just hiding in some dark corner where you couldn't see them. It's mysterious and scary at the same time, as you become like a living time bomb, which you never know what may trigger it. Until you discover the pattern. I became a detective solving my own SAD mystery. Everyone has their own pattern. It is only when you discover yours that you can learn how to control and train it to be a good pet. But you need to be really head and heart strong. As it's a dicey game, my friend, one step wrong and you're back to square one, like recently I was. So stay strong and don't let it overpower you. And before you go, I would love to know your journey of discovering SAD. Catch you up at my next podcast. Till then, shine on.